Yes.
Yep, there. Let her go.
Entertain a motion to come back out of recess into public session.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
How about yes? Motion carried. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I will now read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application, present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that prior speakers already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beep, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, Council will do likewise. And the first matter on the agenda today is the Indian River School District Conditional Use 1976. Mr. Lang?
Yes, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an elementary school expansion to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County. A parcel containing 26.77 acres, more or less, lying southwest of Road 331, also known as Iron Branch Road, 1,200 feet southeast of Road 339, also known as Old Landing Road, and being northwest of First Street and Riverview Subdivision, and being identified on the tax maps as tax map ID District 133, Map 17, Parcels 41 and 42. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on December 12, 2013. The applicant did submit a survey site plan with the application and did advise that DLDOT, in their comments on October 7th, will not require a traffic impact study, will require right-of-way and permanent easement dedications, construction of a sidewalk along Orange Branch Road, and that a formal submission through DLDOT's review process is required to obtain a letter of no objection. We did receive comments on November 26th of 2013 from DLDOT, and they referenced that they'd received the preliminary site plan and entrance plan, and they are in the process of reviewing said plans. On December 9th of 2013, we did get comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, making reference that the site is located in the town of Millsboro Sewer District, that a school expansion will connect to the town's central sewer system, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the school is not in an area where the county will provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. During the public hearing on December 12th, Garth Jones, professional engineer with Becker Morgan Group, was present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1976 for the Indian River School District for an expansion of an elementary school based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is the expansion of an existing elementary school that has been in its present location for many years. Its existence predates the Sussex County Zoning Code. Two, the use of the school is a public use that is beneficial to the residents of Sussex County. Three, the expansion of the school under this conditional use will not adversely affect the neighboring properties, roadways, or community. Four, the Indian River School District has stated that this expansion is necessary to serve the growing population of families within the district. There was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, carried unanimously to forward this application to the County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated and with the following condition. Being A, this recommendation for approval is subject, however, to the condition that the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, and that motion carried 5-0. Since the 12th of December 2013, I've received no additional comments from any agency or individual, and that's all I have unless you have questions.
Any questions from council? If not, is there someone here on behalf of the applicant?
We were afraid you might not be here because school was canceled.
No, unfortunately, I'm here.
Here they are advertising for people putting school and they closed her up.
Good afternoon. I'm Garth Jones with Becker Morgan Group. We are the civil engineers and architects for the project for Indian River School District. This is one of six projects we're doing for them, classroom additions. This is East Millsboro Elementary School, and the district is proposing roughly a 9,000 square foot addition that will consist of eight classrooms and two restrooms, along with an interior hallway. The addition is going on the northwest side of the building, which is the bright orange area. As part of this, we're also reconfiguring parking and also fire lane so we can come up to Delaware Fire Code standards. And as Mr. Lank mentioned, we are also going through DLDOT. We've been through one round of comments. We're addressing our comments. Essentially, we're making some improvements to the entrances, putting in new sidewalk, and then along the playground area on the we're putting in a multimodal path.
A what?
Multimodal path, that 8-foot wide,
gotcha,
paved path. And so we actually, because this is a non-conforming use, we've been we revised. There are two ways to get the addition done: either come for a conditional use, or we could go to a variance. And we thought the conditional use was a cleaner method to for the school district.
Any questions from council?
Becker and Morgan, that's you fellows, right?
Yes.
Is this considered an advertisement here? I see on my paper that you've handed out. It says Becker and Morgan, quite fancy. Is that not true? Is that you guys?
That's us.
Isn't that considered an advertisement?
It could be.
Well, wouldn't that be a conflict of interest?
For?
Well, you got the job, didn't you?
Let me see, Mike.
I think what you're referring to is the standard notation that's put on by the surveyors on any plots.
He just noted it could be an advertisement, Mr. Moore.
I mean, that's our typical standard border that goes on all plans.
It seems to me it's an advertisement. That's what you just verified it. And when you put an advertisement on a paper and you get the job, If that's not a conflict, I'm a little off base.
Well, he's already got the job. What do you mean?
Well, I don't care who got the job. It's still an advertisement.
Not an advertisement.
You mean this?
Joan, did you just hear the man said it was an advertisement or not?
It's our logo.
Been listening.
No, it's not.
You mean what he's got in the corner of that map there, that Becker Morgan?
That's what I read.
And you're Becker Morgan, right?
Becker Morgan, yes.
You work
for I work
Becker
for Becker
Morgan.
Morgan.
Well, if they draw up papers, a site plan, they're going to put their name on it.
I understand that, but it's also considered an advertisement, George.
Well, is there a law against having advertisements?
It sure is.
Where? On what?
Well, you're smarter than that. You know it.
No, I'm a dumb boy from Ocean View.
Okay.
I don't know.
I just asked a question. Just do what you want.
With respect to the plans, is it such that you cannot put a school on AR1 land, and so that's why you've come in for conditional use?
Yeah. My understanding is that the school's been there for many years, predates the zoning code, and so right now the school exists as a legal non-conforming use. But in order to expand it, we either would have to go to a variance, which I understand from Mr. Langford that we're limited on the square footage size of addition, or we could come in for a conditional use.
So by getting this conditional use, you're clearing up the previous, I guess, grandfathered property? Does this include the old as well as the new?
This is a property that's a pre-existing school to zoning. They've acquired additional acreage. It makes the property bigger, and they also, if they go to the Board of Adjustment, they can only expand up to 25%, and this would allow them to have a conditional use, and they could come back in with amendments to their conditions.
Mm-hmm. And so this brings them into conformance?
Bring them into compliance. Conformance,
the entire
right.
thing.
Very good.
Hey, any other questions from Council? If not, did you have anything else to add?
No, sir.
Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. At this point, Mr. President, the public hearing on this matter is closed, and the council can close the public record and act on this if you so desire today.
Okay, we will close public hearing. Unless someone in council has an issue, we'll close public comment. And Mr. Moore, if you'd read the short title, we'll see if they want to take action on it.
Yes, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an elementary school expansion to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 26.77 acres, more or less, tax map ID 1-33-17-41 and 42 with conditioned. And there was only one condition, I believe, on this that was contained in your packet.
Correct. What's the pleasure of council?
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
With the condition.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on that motion? We will take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
My vote is yes. Based on the findings of the Planning and Zoning Commission, of course, with the one condition, and their vote was 5-0. I think it was fairly conclusive.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. The school has been in that location for many, many years, and this is an expansion of an existing use, and shouldn't be any changes. If any changes happen there, there'll be improvements to the traffic and to the layout of the facility. I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
I'll vote yes. I'm especially pleased that the conditional use included the existing property that was non-conforming. Bringing this entire site into compliance is a good thing. It's an appropriate use, and I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I'm not voting because this is the first time I've laid eyes on the map and everything else about it today, so okay. I don't know anything about it.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning's findings. I agree with their reasons and with the condition placed on it. I'll vote yes, motion carried.
Okay, thank you. And the next matter is the conditional use 1977 of Matthew T. Favinger. Mr. Lang?
Yes, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a doctor's office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, parcel containing 8,276 square feet, more or less, lying northwest corner of Route 30, also known as Gravel Hill Road, and Horseshoe Drive, being west of Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, and identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 234, map 32, parcel number 9. This application was also reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission on December 12th of 2013. The applicant did submit a survey site plan with the application. We did receive on September 30th, 2013, DLDOT comments. The level of service C of Gravel Hill Road will not change as a result of this application, and a traffic impact study is not recommended. On December 9th of 2013, County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division commented that the site is located in the town of Millsburg Growth and Annex area, that the doctor's office will be served by an on-site septic system, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the parcel is not in an area where the county will provide sewer service, and that the applicant should contact the town of Millsburg for sewer-related information. Matthew T. Favinger was present and stated in his presentation and in response to questions raised by the commission that he is an audiologist and his practice creates minimal office use, and gave additional testimony. Commission found there are no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1977 for Matthew T. Favinger for a doctor's office based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this property was previously used as a dental office and most recently as a pet spa. Two, there should be no adverse impact on area roadways or neighboring properties. Three, this application shall be subject to the following conditions. A, the hours of operation will be from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30. Excuse me, let me try again. The hours of operation will be from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. B, one ground sign shall be permitted, no greater than 32 square feet per side, and may be lighted. C, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the staff. And a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 5-0. I received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date since the 12th. That's all I have unless you have questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions from council?
And the mailing address for this is going to be?
The mailing address.
Overall,
I'll have to ask the applicant to verify, but okay. 25255 Gravel Hill Road.
Right, but that's
your home address.
Uh-huh.
That's your home address or the location?
That's the current office address.
Uh-huh. Well,
that's
okay. What post office is this?
Okay, well,
Millsboro Post Office.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello.
Okay, if there's no other questions, then could we have the applicant come forward, please?
Good afternoon. My name is Matthew Favinger. I'm the applicant. The exact address of that property is 28302 Gravel Hill Road, Millsboro. Mm-hmm.
Okay, will you present what your application
okay.
is?
I'm applying for a conditional use on an AR1 property for the use of an audiology clinic. The previous uses of this property have been commercial going back in my memory, over 20 years. I don't recall it ever being a residential. I'm requesting conditional use for commercial purposes for the audiology clinic.
Was this the Dr. Butterworth dental office at one point?
Yes, it was.
So it's been an office for a dentist, some kind of professional?
Over 20 years that I'm aware of.
And the parking is existing there is enough for what you're gonna do?
More than enough. Probably triple what I'll need.
Buildings, okay, so, okay, yeah.
Well, is DLDOT gonna, what DLDOT say about the existing?
DLDOT's only comment, Mr. Cole, was to
because I know they don't like parking
that
like that
at the level
anymore.
Of service C, and it will not change, and that they did not request a traffic impact study. But we will have to get their comments from DLDOT specifically to the site plan.
But
for the commission.
Okay, commission will. But, I mean, the DLDOT can still come back and require the applicant to modify his entrances and stuff?
Well, all his parking that's there has existed that way for years.
Exactly.
And probably the same as it was for Dr. Butterworth, and it was the same for the help for the pet
right,
spa.
Right.
They
right.
may alter it on Route 30, but I'm not sure because it's only, I think his presentation at the commission was probably 8 patients a day or something of that nature
yes.
would be your match.
Correct.
Okay, so in other words, DLDOT can and still has the ability to address other concerns.
Right.
Even though we
for us to grant approval, that,
okay.
if the use is approved, would require
okay.
approval from DLDOT.
Okay.
Okay, are there any other questions from council?
Mm-mm.
If not, do you have anything else to add?
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this? Seeing no one, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Again, seeing none, at this point we can close the public hearing on this matter, Mr. President. And if it's council's pleasure, close the public record on the matter and act on it.
We'll close public hearing, and if my council has a concern about it, we will close public comments.
No,
hearing
go ahead.
None, we're okay with that.
Go ahead.
If you'd read the short title.
Yes, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a doctor's office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 8,276 square feet, more or less, tax map ID 2-34-32-9, with conditions, and the conditions are contained on page 4 of your handout, and there are the 3 conditions, and it's read by Mr. Lang.
Entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion. We adopt it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to adopt the conditional use 1977. The reasons and conditions as stated. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
My vote is yes with the conditions, and based on what planning and zoning has found, and based on the fact that the building has been used commercially for a long time, and I wish the gentleman good luck.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. I just think that the use has been well established in the medical field. And that this application is very similar and will have minimal impact on the existing conditions. So I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
I'll vote yes as well. I believe it's an appropriate use. And with the blessing of the planning and zoning recommendation, I think it would be more than appropriate. I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes, for P&Z.
Also, I agree with P&Z. I agree with the findings and their conditions they placed on it. It certainly makes sense. It's already been commercial for years to continue that. And my vote's yes. Motion carried.
Okay, thank you. The next matter is change of zone 1739, Vance Phillips.
I'm sure Vance would accuse himself. Apparently, the attorney's on the way here, so we got about a 5 or 10 minute.
Yes, the attorney is on the way here. There was, I think, a miscommunication with the attorney, and he's running late. And you have talked to him just in the last few minutes, and he's en route. And so we can, if you want to go ahead and start the presentation, or start what you read, maybe he'll be here.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't somebody have to be out there?
I guess I'll go out there until he gets here.
Somebody has to be out there.
Well, yeah. we do have an applicant.
Yeah.
Sure. This is the application of Vance Phillips to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County. The parcel containing 16,150 square feet, more or less, lying northwest corner of U.S. Route 13 and Route 24. And being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 332, map 1.08, parcel 39. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on December 12 of 2013. Mr. Ross announced he does not be participating in this public hearing. The commission was advised that on January 7th, 2013, Deldot provided comments referencing the parcel and three other parcels in consideration for a rezoning to CR1 commercial residential. On December 9th of 2013, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments referencing this site is located in Western Sussex Laurel Growth Area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. Dean Campbell was present, or Dean Campbell Esquire was present on behalf of the applicant and gave testimony. The commission found there were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. There was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried with 4 votes to defer action for further consideration. That motion carried 4-0. Mr. Ross did not participate in the public hearing, and the commission has not yet met to be able to make a decision on this application. So it is deferred.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions from council?
They deferred it?
Yes, deferred.
They didn't give the reasons or anything. You don't assure what that was concerning?
No, they haven't. They deferred it for further consideration.
Okay, sure.
Basically.
But they didn't say why. Exactly.
Okay. And I would, for the record, state that Mr. Phillips has left the room to recuse himself on this matter. His attorney, Dean Campbell, is here, and as I indicated on the record before, there was a miscommunication. That's why Mr. Campbell was not here earlier. Mr. Campbell, you want to come forward and give the presentation?
Good afternoon, and I apologize on my behalf for that miscommunication. I'm not quite sure where it was, but it was. It did occur, and it's been corrected, and I'm here. This is the application by Vance Phillips to have the zoning of this parcel transferred from AR1 to CR1 zoning. I would assume that the council has a map of the plot. And just to go through this, this map, I think you'll see that the rezoning of this is appropriate to conform this property to the properties, the use of the properties surrounding it in this intersection. As I'm sure you all appreciate, Route 13 is a major north-south corridor in southern Delaware, and Route 24, of course, is a east-west corridor as well, both of which are state-maintained roads. On this particular corner, on the southwest side is Carey's Garage. That is a garage. It's been there for, I don't know, perhaps 50 years or more. I'm not sure how long it's been there, but it's been there for a very long time. I suspect that's right. Thank you. On the opposite corner, which would be the southeast corner, there is a proposed Royal Farm store to be constructed there. This property was just before the planning and zoning in the council just a few months ago and was rezoned to CR1. On the opposite corner, Marino's Motors is there now, Lakeside Motel. This would be on the northeast corner, and both of these properties are at least being used as commercial properties now, with the Lakeside Motel having a C1 zoning. And then, of course, across Route 13, on the other corner, is the property we're talking about here today, and that is the Vance Phillips property. So essentially, the application would bring this property into zoning conformity with the other three properties located on this intersection, and it certainly would not provide any detriment to the surrounding communities, as again, this whole intersection consists of commercial properties. I, like you, am not aware of the reasons for the deferral by planning and zoning, but I'll be happy to take any questions you may have.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from council?
Go ahead.
Just for clarification, the property to the west of the applicant's property on the north side of 4th Street, is that not an auto parts store?
That is correct. That is, I believe it's Man Love Automotive now.
Okay.
It's called Fisher, but yes, Man Love, yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Barnard.
It was Wharton Barnard for years and years.
Yeah, and perhaps, Mr. Lang, can you help out? I'm not sure if that's zone C1 or whether it's an approved non-conforming.
That's not conforming.
Okay.
Previously existing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that just accentuates the point that this entire intersection is surrounded by commercial properties, and therefore it just seems appropriate that this one, property of Mr. Phillips, should be zoned accordingly.
Any other questions from council? If not, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application? And again, seeing none, at this time, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and since the planning and zoning deferred, council will have to do likewise.
We will close public hearing. If any, no concern from council, we'll close public comment.
Mm-hmm.
Entertain a motion for deferral.
I move we defer the vote.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second Mr. Wilson to defer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you, sir.
And you were not late.
You came right on time.
Right on time.
You're right on time. You did it. You did good. We'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, heck, I had 30 questions I had.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We are now adjourned.
Jeez, I was just going in there to get my notes.
No.